This meeting of the Becker County Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Mike Sharp, and I will be chairing this evening's meeting. I would ask the rest of the committee members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, Member at Large.
Cole Skleen, Detroit Township.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member at Large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, I'm going to go over the agenda for this evening's meeting. First item, we will approve any additions or corrections to the minutes of our previous meetings. Then we will follow that with introducing old business, followed by new business. Protocol for this evening, admin staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one from the general audience direct any comment to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who wish to speak. After all comments, the admin staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control, and two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county's official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding the appeals process can be discussed with admin staff after the hearing. At this time, I would ask that Acting Vice Chair Craig Hall to read aloud the guidelines in Minnesota State Statute that this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off all electronic devices and we will continue.
Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7. Variances and practical difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances. Variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be permitted when in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the official control and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner's purposes for use of the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the official control. The plight of the landowner is due to the circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner, and the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential characteristic or the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall be granted for earth-sheltered construction as defined in Section 216C.06, Subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use which is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subdivision property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in the granting of variances. A condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Thank you, Craig. All right, first off, we will consider the minutes from our November 5th, 2025 meeting, as well as the December 11th, 2025 meeting. Any changes or corrections to those minutes? If not, I'd take a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion by Craig, is there a second?
Yes.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. Move on to old business. Kyle, you can introduce the first.
First applicant of old business is Mark and Sarah Howe, requesting an extension for recorded document number 705756, expiring June 13, 2026.
Okay, is the applicant here? Okay, please come forward. Just make sure the green button's on the microphone and just state your name for the record.
All right, Mark Howe.
So this is just an extension of what you've already been granted as far as a variance?
Yes, we've had two daughters decide to get married this last year, so.
Okay. Got too busy?
Save up a little bit more.
Okay.
Those guys might be on the list that I wouldn't want to be on.
Any questions of the applicant from the board?
I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the first time we're building, so I don't really know all the parameters. We have a variance for a particular size. Is it required to fill that particular size, or can you go smaller?
You definitely go smaller.
Okay. And then do we have to do it all in one chunk?
Well,
I don't know that I would do any other way, but I'm just kind of curious, because I'd like to do it as I have in mind.
Yeah.
I think the variance is probably okay, but the site permit's going to have some limitations.
Right.
Yeah, the site permit's going to have some limitations on time, and I'm not sure what...
Or you might have to get two site permits,
What do you think you wouldn't do, like, honestly, what would you just build, like, something first, and then you think you'd build something later, at a later time?
I don't know, might be a dumb question, but build it and then add on to it to fulfill it.
Yeah, I think if so, if you implement it, I think you'd be safe.
And then I have to have the floor walls and the roof up within a year of the permit.
Yeah, you can get an extension on that as well, 2 years.
Okay.
And just to clarify, if you get a site permit for a certain size, if you add on, you'll have to get another site permit.
Right, I was just thinking if I started with a smaller size and then finished off at the size that you guys gave me a permit or a variance for. Probably won't happen. Probably a dumb question, but I thought I would ask.
So come back.
Well, you'd have to come back for another site permit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you got a site permit for the total size that you're thinking on and built it smaller, you would have some time to fulfill that site permit.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the only thing I need to confirm is there's not a... The ordinance doesn't specify how long the extension can be, or a conditional use permit it does for 1 year. They do not have one.
What's the original? What's
2 years?
2 years.
So I would recommend two.
2 years.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions of the applicant, is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify on the application? If not, Kyle, any written correspondences on this?
No, sir.
Okay. That we will, the board will deliberate on the application. We'll close testimony.
Approved it last time.
Right.
I don't see any reason we have to do it again.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve for extension of 2 years.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Cole, second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And Mark, we can talk further on that whole process you were questioning, but...
Yeah, I know Cody is from, I talked to you a little bit. So,
yep.
Yeah, I'll give you a jingle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. The next one is Dana and Rita Tomlinson requesting an extension for recorded document number 705687, expiring April 11, 2026, and I don't see them here. Kind of the same thing. Well, some of you were at that site.
Yep. So there's some discussion about not taking the back lot into account because it's so far away from
enough that hill.
Up that hill.
Well,
at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know how you. I agree to a point, but until policy or,
Yeah, there's no ordinance against
it. Right. Until ordinance changes it, I don't know how you'd argue. We don't have a way to say no. But
well, I believe there, if you remember the discussion, he had that place down below, right? Close to the lake, and he wanted to take it down, but he kind of wanted to use that as a bargaining chip, but didn't know if him and Rita would sell the place they're in. And
yeah, right next door.
One more time. I think they're getting closer to that decision.
It's either selling their place and building another one.
Or just getting rid of the lot. So I not to say you won't see this again in 2 years, but I don't think you will. I think it's gotten closer to decision time.
Again, we approved it before. And there's no ordinance against it. Back lot.
It's a private road.
Yeah.
It's a township road in a different story.
Right.
Right. So. It's basically the end of the road. So.
Yep.
Is there anyone in the audience that'd like to testify on the application? Any written correspondences, Kyle?
No, sir.
All right. With that, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate.
Open shut. I'll move to approve 2 year extension.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Larry and a second by Cole. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion is carried.
First applicant, new business, Rural Cellular Corporation, requesting a variance to deviate from the following requirements of the Becker County Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 7, Section 17, Letter E to C. For those of you that weren't at the tour, essentially, if there is a residential zone property neighboring a cell tower, the setbacks get much more restrictive. This entire property surrounding it was zoned ag at the time the tower was built. They then platted the area around it into some small type cabins and changed the zone. So the tower, I think, was built in 92 or 94. They came back and got an extension of like 40 feet at the Planning Commission recently. So that's kind of just a little history on it.
The Planning Commission approved the extension?
Yes.
And any objection by the neighbors?
No. They're probably working from home, so they'd like this.
There's been a lot of cell phones, towers coming in in the last couple of months. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
You ever get that one up on 113 by Van Ness?
Yeah.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't do anything for me, but.
That's a huge.
I got land. You're on land. I still can't get service. I'm like, no world.
It's just beautiful.
You might have to that last month, huh?
Yeah, man.
Limburner.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here for this application?
Yeah.
Yeah, please come ahead.
He's a presenter. This guy was. Yeah, I was here last.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
Just state your name for the record, if you would.
Joseph Maltese.
Okay. So we got an overview of it from county staff. Anything else that you would like to add as part of this request?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It was approved previously with the conditional use, and then with the rezoning, we applied for the variance.
All right. Any questions from board members of the applicant?
So this is an increase in the height? I see you
correct.
From 400 to 440?
Yeah, correct. 400, 40 foot extension, 412, so it's going to be 450 around there. It's for the tower extension.
And at the planning, they talked about a lightning rod or something, isn't it like 10 or the extension
plus the lightning? Added, yeah, right. The lightning rod's on top of the extension, so that's not, I guess, technically included, but
yeah.
Standard with the top.
Yep.
Any other questions of the applicant? Not. Anyone in the audience would like to testify on the application? Any written correspondence, Kyle?
No, sir.
All right. We will close testimony and the board will deliberate.
I think it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, the rural areas, we've been talking for a long time and how more services needed. I think they're doing it. So
yeah, not only from just a personal or, you know, like a business, it's actually emergency response, triangulation, exactly. All those things that, you know, you can get,
well, like
you
say, look at that one that they put up on Bad Medicine. Those people were against it until somebody had an accident out on the lake, and then all of a sudden they were damn glad they had it. All of a sudden they were all for it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Veronans is in here speaking positive and they're the ones against it.
Right.
Seems like it was well vetted. Planning and commission has approved it.
And it's not a new or
no,
anything. Yeah, that'd be different. I think it'd be different if it'd be new, because you'd find a better spot, right?
Right.
Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve. To me, the biggest thing here is it's just, I think, for public safety. And it's not going to change anything to do with the character or locality. It's already there.
Okay.
Motion I'll second it.
And second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, next applicant is Christopher and Sarah Billings, requesting a variance to construct an attached garage to an existing non-conforming dwelling to be located at 11 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required 20 from the right-of-way of a township road in the Shoreland District, and to be located 92 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required 100 feet of the recreational development lake due to lot size and setback issues.
Is Christopher or Sarah here?
Good evening, gentlemen.
So yeah, if you could just give a kind of an overview of what you're proposing and...
We're looking to build an attached garage. The road right-of-way is a little bit unique in this situation. The property line is actually significantly closer to the lake than the road is. That looks like it was plotted a little bit.
Or plotted short.
Or plotted short. So,
actually, our whole half of the existing garage today is
not.
It's actually in the right of way, so about 12 feet of it. So the new garage will be right at the existing garage
edge.
So basically, we're going to be 24 feet farther away from the road than we currently are right now.
Yeah, I went up there and took a look at it yesterday, and to me, it looks like if anything, you're going to be better
right
from the road than where you're at currently.
Right. Yeah. Right. It'll be 24.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they're not getting any closer to the water. It's just this current structure is there. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The house is going to be closer to the lake anyway.
Yeah. Right. So. That's what I'm saying. The house is closer. Yeah. So yeah, our house is 34 feet deep, so we'll be 34 feet farther away than the house already is.
Right.
Yeah. You tearing the old garage down?
Yes.
Yeah. Any issues with runoff?
I didn't see any. No.
Any other questions of the applicant or applicants? Okay. Anybody in the audience who'd like to testify on the application? Any written correspondences?
No, sir.
All right, we'll close testimony at this point and the board will deliberate.
It seems like a better deal.
I think it is. To me, it's an improvement because they're getting it out of the road right away. I think it definitely fits within that area and locality. And like you say, with the way that the setback is and everything, they are limited. So I think it's an improvement.
Sounds like a motion, Craig.
I'll make a motion that we approve. Definitely fits within the area and the locality. I think it does, you know, fall within the intent of the ordinance, and it will ideally improve public safety because it will be removing a structure that is currently in the road right away.
Okay, we had a motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second this. I have a question related to anything from the township at all, any communication?
That's what I was kind of waiting to see if I seen anything too. But to me, if anything, they should have said the same thing. It's better.
Yeah. A second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Next applicant, Richard and Dana Laney, requesting a variance for one boat lift per allowed unit within the resort. Just to clarify how that's written, it would be, it's not 24, it's 21. So you're allowed 24 units.
24 units in the campground and yes. 21 slips.
Yeah, so just to clarify, that request is a variance for one boat lift per allowed unit. It would actually be one boat lift per allowed mooring space.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the 21 is set by the DNR?
Set by ordinance.
By ordinance, okay.
Yep. Because I believe it's set by the number of units allowed in the first tier. You must just have a couple outside of the first tier.
Yeah.
Yep. So that is the case.
Okay. If you'd state your name for the record, and then just present an overview of what you're proposing.
Yep. Richard Lane. And when we started the campground, that was when it was first approved. We had 8 units, and that was in 2022. And at that time, Rob Ekstrom from Bemidji gave us 110 feet to remove the weeds for the docking. And then this was the docking that he had drawn in at that time. The following year, we came back in and we expanded up to 13 units. And they wouldn't fit in this configuration to stay within the 110 feet of weed removal. So then we went to this route.
Okay.
And then the following year, we expanded then up to the 24 that we had originally asked for. And with the 24 units, there are a few people that don't have pontoon, don't have a boat, which isn't a problem. So the 21 slips is fine. except that you can't moor. We're on the windy side of the lake. And you can't tie anything to a dock. You're just going to tear it up and the dock. So what we're asking for is under the the guideline of a lift with a boat on it counts as 1.5, we would like to be able to shove a lift under the 21 that we have. And right now we have, with the formula, we can only have 14 lifts underneath because of that 1.5 on the 21. So it would be an addition of 4 or 5 lifts, whatever that we would need. And at this point, we'd only need a couple of them, but in case somebody here in the future gets a pontoon or boat, that we would have a space available for them. This one here is the current APM, Aquatic Plant Management Permit. Yeah, and this is for 26. So we've had all these all through the years. So we're not removing any weeds. We're not changing anything as far as the area is concerned. We're just going out, which is what they wanted, out into the deeper water. This won't even take us out to the end of the bulrushes. We still will be within the bulrushes on that. So I guess any questions that you have?
So no other concern or feedback from the DNR there?
Kyle and I have talked to the DNR, and one ping pongs it to the other one.
Okay.
We went back and forth on that. They approved the original docking. They want to revisit it because technically it didn't follow the original docking, and he explained that why. But all I would say is this is like the chicken or the egg. One of us has to go first, and
sure.
I would just recommend that if you do approve, that you say you have to follow DNR requirements and guidelines. The way it sits now, he's not intending to remove any more vegetation.
No.
So that's the other part with the DNR. One guy up in the city or Bemidji approves the vegetation removal. The guy here locally, the area hydrologist, approved the docking configuration. So even though the aquatic man was like, that's not really what I'd like to see up there for the docking configuration, this guy down here is like, the care. So I don't know, you think maybe one of them should do both, but either way, if he were to grant that, he still has to follow them regardless.
Well, our ordinance has nothing to say and care about what the DNR has to say.
No,
our ordinance says you have to have a practical difficulty. I'd like to know what that is.
Or the windy side of the
wind lake. Can't be considered a practical difficulty. I don't believe so anyway. If we could consider the weather as a practical difficulty, on the south end of the shore where I'm at, I should be able to build within about 30 feet of the lake, so I wouldn't have to go through the drifts of snow that create there. So we can't use, I don't believe we can use weather, I don't, Kyle can correct me if I'm wrong, as a practical difficulty. And if you talk about wind and lifts, I think there's way more damage to a lift when it tips over than a boat being more, my opinion.
I think it's more about the story of the boat when it's in the water rocking on the waves.
I get that, but that's what our rule is. That's the thing. You know, we don't deviate from a rule because of a boat dock. If we need to change the rule, let's change the rule. But that ordinance was set by a citizens committee that worked hard and long and vetted those ordinance rules, and then it was approved by the county commissioners. If you don't like it, change it, but let's not violate the rule when there is no practical difficulty. My opinion.
Any other questions of the applicant? Board members? Go ahead, Greg.
This is a little bit of a new subject for me, so I may ask dumb questions, I apologize. So is the number of boats changing? The number of places for a watercraft to be?
At this time, no. It would just be to be able to put a lift underneath them.
Okay.
You know. So he can moor 21 total.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that. And that isn't changing then?
No.
Just which how they are stored or attached.
Yeah,
they're
all
on lifts
now because they can't moor. They can't tie to the dock. That damage will happen to them, and it'll happen to us. And
It's a 60% increase in the spaces, considering the ordinance states of
the 1.5, right? I understand that, yeah.
Any other questions of the applicant? All right, anyone in the audience would like to testify on the application? Any written correspondences, Kyle?
Just the one you received.
Okay.
There was a request to have that read. Do you want to read that or not?
I certainly can.
It doesn't matter to me, but
no, I can. Request. Yep. That's right.
I have it here if you want.
Okay, so it says, Nicole, this is my letter to be distributed and read at the Planning and Zoning Meeting 4-9-26 regarding the request from Richard and Dana Laney on the variance for additional boatloads. Please respond to this email of its acknowledgement. Thank you. Planning and Zoning Committee members, here we go again. Yet another request from the Laneys to make adjustments, concessions, revisions, variances to the RV campground. I have stated in the past my objections to any further development at this site. I'm against the request to add additional boat lifts to an already overwhelmed small parcel of land on the lakeside. I ask that you turn down the request for a variance. The lakeside strip of land and property cannot sustain, hold, accommodate any more boat slips or clearing of lake vegetation. As it is, the section of County Road 117 and boat area is a hazard and safety concern, not only to pedestrians, but to vehicles traveling on the road. It is an accident waiting to happen. In my opinion, zoning and the DNR need to request an environmental study on the lake vegetation, and the County Highway Department needs to conduct safety study and vehicle count and speed during the summer months. The number of vehicles and their speed is a great concern, especially given the small amount of safe area between the county road where the boats are located. Add families bringing their swim gear and picnic paraphernalia, thus trying to cross the road. If a site visit was conducted, you clearly can see that there isn't sufficient room to add additional lifts or people. Thank you for your consideration on what I consider a safety concern. Yvonne Cambius, 21067 County Road 117, Oak Ridge, Minnesota, 56570, 218-234-1757.
I was just going to comment on the letter. So the comment says they can't sustain no weeds, which we're not doing. And we can't sustain any more boat slips. We're not doing. It's just the way that you store your boat.
Right.
And I completely disagree with the 1.5. I've been in the lakeshore industry my whole life with my dad. And the way you store your boat isn't what we can, that's not the way that you would measure anything. Because if you want to buy a wakeboard boat for $400,000, you know, you can store it differently than you store a pontoon and you store a 16-foot Lund. They're not considered equal. And so why are you considering a boat lift 1.5? Because like a 16-foot boat, instead of a boat lift that's only 8 feet wide and a $400,000 wakeboard boat needs 14 feet and hydraulic canopies and everything else. So that either was created before people understood that the lakes have changed, or they were completely ignorant to what actually occurs on our lakes in Becker County.
I think it was more of a, I went through the committee meeting and stuff. And I agree with you, I don't agree with it either.
Nope.
That's what it came out to be. But as a citizen, you can change that. You can,
right.
You can petition, and that's what should happen here. If you disagree with the ordinance, petition the county. Kyle shouldn't have to do it. Probably, maybe can't even do it. I suppose you could, but it wouldn't be politically a good thing to do.
No.
So citizens, again, if you guys disagree with this ordinance, now, I'm not saying I agree with it either. It is the rules. Maybe a good protest is to approve this and take it to the board and say, look, we're granting variances. We're making people jump through hoops,
right.
pay money. It's something that you're going to give them anyway. So let's change the rule.
Because he's not asking for any more boats on the lake. We're not asking more traffic. We're not asking for anything. We're not asking to clear more weeds. We're just saying, I want to store a boat in a different manner.
Right.
And really, is that government's stance on how we store a boat?
Well, I think there is some argument to her, or there is some validity to her argument. It is a hazard, and by putting more slips over there and more pontoons, it's going to create more people crossing the road. I live there, I travel that road probably twice a day.
He said he's not asking for more.
Yeah, but you can have 21 now.
You can have 21 now, you just can't have 21 lifts.
But you don't probably have 21 people. If you have 21 more in boats than pontoons and all the traffic and stuff that you carry on. Onto it. It's going to create more.
No, but you can do 21 already.
21 boats.
Or pontoons.
I suppose he
or wakeboard boats.
He can do
or sailboats or the old lady island girl from Holiday Inn. Yeah, have that counted as one. I mean, that store's at 36 feet wide, but he could have it. I mean, no one's going to stop that. Right? It's a licensed watercraft. That's where I'm going with this. You,
well, yeah,
you talk about different ways of mooring. That's right. Not up to...
Do you remember, Larry, when this came about, why did this ever get to the county board?
I think it was really, I have to tell you the truth, I think it was somewhat environment, but a lot of aesthetics.
Oh.
Because you know what happens when you get all these boat lifts.
Yeah.
And I mean, a boat's mooring are not the same as boat lifts. I mean, it looks like a shanty town sometimes. I believe that's what the reason was.
Okay. Well,
I didn't agree with it at the time. But that's what it was. Okay. So again, let's change the rule.
Right.
Well, I would agree. It's not our place to disagree or agree with the rule. It's our place to decide if we want to make it.
Show that we need to change the rule.
I understand that. Okay. But it's our decision to decide if we want to make a variance to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's all we're here to do.
But if we believe that strongly that we should grant that, then we should do something to change those rules. That's what we're tasked to do, in my mind.
Okay.
So let's close testimony now and we'll continue deliberation. Huh? Well, testimony from the public. We'll continue as a board. So additional thoughts?
Did you ask that?
Yeah, I've already asked the audience.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, given it is on the east side, I totally get it. I'm agreeing with Cole and with Larry. I mean, I think I think it's something I will bring up and just try and petition to get changed because I definitely think it should. I think it's outdated. It doesn't make sense now, but in the meantime.
Who do you petition to? You petition to Kyle?
County board.
County board.
So when you go to a county board meeting and petition.
Well, no, you petition through Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, you can give it to me, but
if we feel as strongly about it, which I do, let's, as a board of adjustments, draft a letter, have Kyle present it.
Yep.
I mean, really, and there's some other things. We should sit down sometime, all of us.
Right.
Actually have a meeting,
yep.
And talk about some of these.
Some of the other ones that we do all the time.
From the DNR, right. on a county road.
Right.
Ridiculous.
That's right. It's less on a state road. We reduce that. Remember?
Well, but in a shoreline district.
Oh, shoreline. Yes.
DNR pushes your property, your buildings right. towards the lake.
Right.
The
state.
I guess, would somebody like to make a motion one way or another? I mean, we've heard differing opinions.
Well, I think if we're in agreement, so we're going to try and petition to make the change. I don't see any reason why not to approve it. And then we try and get the whole ordinance changed so in the future. People won't have to go through this.
So it's not a motion, and what are your findings?
I'll make a motion that we approve based on finding the facts that I think this board feels, I'll say the current ordinance is probably not practical anymore and needs to be changed. So, yeah, I think that's where I'm gonna leave it at.
I like them words in the minutes. I'm sorry, I should have said it. Point of order.
All right, we got a motion by Craig.
I'll second.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Go ahead, Greg.
I'll support, and I think we should make note that there is not an increase in the number of space watercraft.
Yeah, and we're not removing any vegetation, so it's right. just simply changing, like Cole said, how they're stored.
It's not changing locality. Del second. Any other discussion or any other discussion by the board members? Otherwise, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I have to say no. I have to say no.
All right.
We but I agree with you, and I'll lead the charge if you people want me to.
With Larry opposed. The motion is carried with Larry opposed.
I'll be right
next
there.
Next applicant.
Kyle, you looked like you had something to say there for a minute. No? Okay.
No.
My apologies. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Who seconded Dell?
Dell,
yeah. Next applicant, Warren Wilson. Requesting a variance to replace an existing deck with a deck to be located at 54 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet on the recreational development lake, and to be located 2 feet from the side property line, deviating from the required setback of 5 feet on a non-conforming lot of record due to lot size and setback issues.
Yep.
My wife Sharon,
and she would like to share some things about our predicament, and we can go from there.
Okay, perfect.
We were told that what we need to do is to say what we're here for and why we need to make a change. So the reason is family. And I brought kids.
That's common.
We can't do anything about that.
There they are.
Grandkids. Never heard this one before.
It's all about the grandkids. Yes. So we had a deck. The deck was falling apart. And they are 2, 3, and 5. And they're skiing. They're just active kids. They have
pulling at the heartstrings here, kiddo.
And so they have a deck at their home. They have a sliding glass door, and they know how to use it. It got to the point where we knew we had to replace the deck, but we felt that it wasn't good enough for me to just drop the blind, so we pretended that the deck didn't exist. And they are active enough that we thought we had to move forward. And so that's why we're here today, is to replace a deck that we love, but it just became unsafe.
So you're not changing the size of it any, at least your impervious is staying exactly the same. Is the same size deck going on that what you're tearing off, or?
No.
It's a little longer.
It's a little bit longer, but only on one side. So in talking to Tyler, we can make a 20-foot deck along the cabin, but they wanted us to embed the stairs. So the question is, can we have the stairs outside so we have a full 20 feet? That's what it is.
Yes.
And the stairs, I believe, are going to be 4 feet wide?
Yep, most likely.
34 yeah, feet wide. The old deck was 16 feet alongside of the cabin, which is about 32 feet. So we're trying to have 4 more feet to make it a 20-foot deck. And that would not affect anybody who lives anywhere nearby, because that's north and south. On the south side, we have the lake. On the north side is the Becker County 6. So we're not infringing or making anything that someone's going to say that we don't have enough room for that. We just wanted to have a deck that would be long, give us more room for all the things that she likes to do. And the kids like to do with you.
We have a very small cottage. And pre-COVID, we were a family of 4. So I put the bottom picture on there because we're now a family of 11.
So is the 4-foot addition going back towards the road or towards the lake?
Yes, not toward the lake. We can't go toward the lake because it drops off and there's a rock going down. We can't go closer to the neighbor because there's a tree. We're not going to move the tree.
So you're going back towards the road, away from the lake.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Same with the steps, or where are the steps going to be?
Steps will be in the exact same spot, but that's the question. Do we embed it? Can we? Right now, I think have a permit and we can embed the stairs. But we're asking if we can have the stairs.
Yeah. But you want but the stairs are going towards the road, right?
Towards the road.
Right, that's all I wanted to do.
And it's still, if you looked at the cabin from the north or the south or the west, you wouldn't see our deck.
Okay.
And we don't measure from the staircase.
Huh?
We don't measure from the staircase.
Right. So what he's saying is don't embed the stairs because the stairs don't count.
Right, because stairs.
So we're not even talking about the stairs.
Stairs are allowed up to the lake, right? Because we use them all the time to get down steep slopes or bluffs.
Right.
They're exempt from a setback.
So you're not even asking to not embed the stairs. You're just asking for the 4 foot of the deck.
The full 20 feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all we're. Yep. Stairs are not. You do what you want to do with stairs.
So the deck right now is 2 feet. The deck right now is 2 feet from the side.
Yeah, right.
Already is 2 feet from the Because you're not making the deck any closer to the property line.
No.
No. It was the old deck was, now we're talking length and width, but when you asked that question, it's mostly because of the width and the old cabin. The old deck is 10 and a half feet wide, 16 feet along the side of the cabin. The new deck would be 20 feet long, 10 and a half feet wide. They're both 10 and a half feet wide. If I can do it this way, this would be the cabin, and this would be our neighbor's house, whatever. So if the cabin's here, the deck is here, it's the same width.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not changing.
And the 2 feet
right, changing
that you're
asking about changing the setback.
Is already a setback that we're
right. That's all he wanted to make clarification, yeah. That you weren't going to make that any worse on that.
And you're not. No, exactly the same.
Okay.
Any other questions of the applicant? Not anyone in the audience would like to testify on this application?
I agree with what they're doing. Mark Lindlop, the neighbor.
Okay.
I think, did you send a letter in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that. We had a letter of support, but I didn't recognize
the name. You must use that deck. I got a lot of letters, and I need you as a neighbor anytime. We don't get them like that.
No, you just don't want that.
Or he's related. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's a fabulous neighbor.
Yeah.
He's been blessed.
He came here in that letter. Yeah, I almost called him. I'm like, man.
I'm assuming he's on the side where the setback is only 2 feet, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just don't get to see that.
It'd be easy to say on the other side. Yeah. Huh?
I wasn't going to ask. Or look.
Was that the only written correspondence submitted?
Yes.
I thought I got an email late from Nicole.
That was the one.
That was.
No, there was one more that came in later. That was also in support.
Also in support.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Perfect.
It was brief.
Yes.
Yeah, just like I support the project kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
408.
Okay. We'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. What are the board's wishes?
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable request.
Absolutely. The deck needs to be replaced here.
Yep. Definitely
yeah.
Does.
Make it more usable.
Yeah,
and not get any closer to the water. And that's our intent, right? Our
right.
Goals.
And they got support from the neighbors, so.
And the neighbor supports it, so
right.
I'm moving to approve.
Okay,
with I'll second it.
Fits within the locale and the harmony of the ordinance.
Okay, we've got a motion by Larry and a second by Cole.
Yep.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the pictures of the existing, I want to call it existing deck, but there's more to it than that. So.
I thought you meant the pictures
of the
well,
the pictures of them, yeah. We can't approve the kids. That's what
they're going to love you.
Yeah.
All right, last applicant, Erickson Revocable Trust. Request a variance to construct an addition to an existing non-conforming dwelling to be located at 6 feet from the side property line, deviating from the required set 10 feet. And the below 36% impervious coverage deviating from the allowable 25. Just to be clear, there's no increase in impervious here. This is a second story addition.
That's what I was just going to ask.
To an existing second story. So that 36 number is what it is. That no increase in impervious.
No change. Okay. State your name for the app or for the record and just present an overview of what you're proposing.
Yeah, I'm Lacey Hauser. I'm representing Thorstein Sims & Sons Construction. We're building for Cheryl and Erickson. Cheryl and, well, can't remember. Anyway, Cheryl and Steve.
There
it is, Erickson. Okay. Yeah, they came to us in the fall. October sometime, and their stairs inside, I know you can't see it from the site visit, but pretty narrow and pretty steep. So that's basically why we will be remodeling, same footprint, and just making more room in that second level so that we can provide better stair system for them.
Very straightforward. Any questions of the applicant? Board members?
I got a question for council. The only reason they're here is just because they're doing construction and it's within that setback, even though they already exist within that setback?
They don't, though. They're getting closer to the side yard.
Well, yeah, and it would. So, and you, it's, it wouldn't be replacing in a footprint or nothing, because the second story footprint where they're talking doesn't exist.
Because what I heard from the applicant was replacing the exact same thing, but just a bigger staircase.
Well, it's
technically, well, but it's so inside.
It makes the
second story isn't as big as what the first floor is.
Right.
So they're making the second story bigger.
Oh,
yeah. It's not replacing the kind. It's
Just making the second story bigger.
And maybe I just heard you wrong or whatever.
Well, it's hard if you don't have a picture in front of you. Yeah, basically, yes, we're kind of exploding that second level to make more room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yes, you have that main level. We're going to sit on the same foundation. And that second story right now is more narrow. We're just going to go.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, so then why can't they get the footprint rule?
Because if you're a footprint rule is a replacing of what you exactly have, and this is larger.
Footprint.
The footprint's the same, but the building is
Well, living square footage space, is living space. Square footage is not the same.
Okay, so that's the change. So that's why.
So footprint equals square footage? Because to me, I mean, the footprint just goes up.
No, you can add a second. You can increase your height of your structure.
You can tell
it
whatever
31
feet or whatever the MDA ordinance.
Right. You need, if you're going to do livable area, you have to.
You can
to
change
add.
Your roof pitch. So if you have if your house right now is 16 feet tall and you want to go to some other crazy pitch, you can go to 30 feet.
As long as you're not changing
livable
space.
Area.
Okay. So you have more aesthetics then at that point.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Seems odd.
Yeah.
Right? No. Like if you want to put a bonus area above your garage and you change the roof pitch, that technically would require a variance.
Right.
Because it's livable. But if you just put different rafters
on. If you just vaulted it or something, then what?
Seems odd.
Any other questions?
Right.
Any other questions of the applicant? Go ahead, Greg.
I'm glad you used the word remodel, because I think that clarifies it.
Sure.
We're very familiar with replacement of an existing dwelling or addition to an existing, like adding a garage on the side. But when you use the word remodel, I think that clarified all this discussion going on here.
Okay, if there are no other questions of the applicant, Richard, do you have anything to say? There's no one else in the audience, so all right. Kyle, any written correspondence submitted for this application?
No.
Okay, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. Board's wishes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion with the findings of fact.
Basically with exactly the same thing, just more living space, but isn't going to impact anybody any different than it already is.
Okay, motion by Cole. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Craig. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried.
Yes.
Anything else come before the board, Kyle?
So are you going to write the letter and you have to sign it? Or do you
all right.
Can we set up a meeting and just kind of, anybody have any concerns with the ordinances, any changes that you think might make? Just have a discussion on it.
And
you bring them forward too, because you know the ordinance better than any. If there's something that needs to be changed, let's have a discussion.
Next tour.
Next tour day?
Well, I'll make sure I make it, because I usually drive around by myself, but I'll make sure I make it then.
I'm going to keep my notes on this one.
Yep.
All right, that works. Visit more next tour. Can I get a motion to adjourn if there's nothing
I'll
else?
I'll make one.
Okay, motion by Dell. Is there a second?
So approved.
Second by Craig. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned. It is 6:48.
Get up for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Kyle?
Yes, sir.
I understand that I have not submitted a W-9. I thought I had. Thank you.